Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All the times that you've been to a wedding, can you do this one thing if the marriage doesn't last?
The Judgment Zone.
If the wedding doesn't, if the marriage doesn't last, can you do this one thing? Would it be jerk or justified?
This was brought up last week. Just a buzz listener at random. I don't even know what we were talking about, but they just threw this out there like, hey, it's kind of like, and they threw out this hypothetical. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's probably happened. Let's put it on trial. Now, whether you go to the wedding or because we live in a pandemic world, you just send a gift of congratulations. If the marriage doesn't last, let's say 6 months, doesn't even last 6 months, can you ask for the gift back?
So if you did that, would you be jerk or justified?
Yeah. That didn't last.
So what? You can't ask for the gift back. It's like, that's like the tackiest thing you could possibly do.
Okay. Tacky aside, I probably wouldn't have the gumption to do it, but I can't hate on you if you did.
You'd be like, hey, Bill, Sarah, sorry your wedding didn't work out. Can you send back that Mackenzie child platter that I sent you guys?
Hello, I wanted one. I loved it. I fell in love with it. I bought it for you, but geez, you don't need it.
Hey,
save
guys,
you some trouble splitting it up in the divorce.
Remember that Instant Pot that you got?
It usually is money, right?
Yeah.
Avoid that check. Did you cash it yet? Because I'm going to avoid it.
How about the friend of ours who gives a check for $100 at the wedding but predates it for a year?
I love that idea. I thought that was so hysterical when I got that, but I love that idea. I'm all bought into that.
That's
now
the douchiest thing you could possibly do. Here, nope. I don't think you're going to last.
It's not I don't think. It's just like, hey, here's a little goal. Work hard so you can cash my check.
Yeah, work for my $100, please.
I think he gave me more than 100. He only gave you 100? That's too bad.
No, he didn't give me anything.
He didn't give you anything?
No, he didn't. He didn't come to my wedding, so I didn't get anything.
Oh. Should have invited him.
I know. I should have. I guess I shouldn't have invited
222-2899. We could throw that in there, too. No, okay, that's a whole other trial.
To take the gift back if the marriage doesn't last for a year?
Oh, God. Trucker Al on Facebook Live just said the... Okay, I don't know if we can compare the two, Trucker Al.
What's that?
Jerk. If you gave someone a birthday gift and they died.
Call the widow. Come on. Send that back.
Yeah, I could use the,
that hedge trimmer I gave
it.
Bill. I think it is a 100% jerkable move. Total jerk.
Okay. Not many of you would actually have the oomph to do it. But that's not what we're putting on trial. We're just putting the whole idea of it. You can't hate on someone for doing it.
Oh, my God.
I
don't know you. You're dead to me. Go away.
I think it's funny.
All right. What do you say? 222-2899. Jerk or justified. Take the gift back that you sent for the wedding.
Hypothetically speaking, and I know a part of you really thought about this before. When the marriage doesn't last, Can you do this one thing?
The Judgment Zone.
Take your gift back. That's it. Period. It was brought up last week. Oh, God, I cannot remember which one of our awesome listeners called up and said it. Just hypothetically, they just threw it out there. And I was like, ooh, I'm going to mark this one down because we've been to weddings before. We've given a gift, whether we went to the wedding or not. And then the marriage doesn't last. And then
you don't ask for the gift back. This is a jerk move.
Tell me you never thought about it, though.
No.
You find out they're getting a divorce. Come on. You don't think like, oh, darn it all. Why'd I spend so much on that gift? I want it back.
I've never given a gift. I've always given cash and or a check. So I figure if the marriage didn't last, then one of the two can use it to help pay for the divorce, the lawyer fees.
Yeah, listen.
Why not?
That's not the kind of money I would give for a divorce party. Anyhow.
Oh, God.
So can you ask for the money back? 222-2899.
You're actually leaning towards yes.
I think it's funny. I would never have the gumption to do it, but I can't hate on you if you did.
Yeah. Would it be jerk or justified? God. Hi to Buzz.
Oh, my gosh. That would be definitely jerk.
That's such
it's
a...
You can't do that.
No.
Listen, you gave the gift for their marriage. They're not married. So?
Well, they're married. Yeah. Listen to you giggle. Oh, my God.
Part of you would want it back. Come on.
No.
A little piece of you would be like, oh, darn it all. Why did I spend so much on that gift?
So you could avoid the whole thing by not spending a lot on a gift in the first place. Thank you.
All right. How about Tony, the sub trial? Do you wait to give them the gift after they last a year?
No.
That's a douchey move. Okay. Thank you. Hi to Buzz, Jerker, Justified. Good morning. Hello.
I have to say Justified because I've been there.
What?
Tell us.
Well,
more.
Mine was a little different. So the guy married got arrested on the way to the reception. So no joke. It's like it really happened. And so I had to go through and I had to contact everyone on the list because I went for an annulment.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's a bad start. Just saying.
I guess so.
Oh, wait. It was the man you were marrying?
Yes.
Like, oh, got married
no. Way to the reception. Five state troopers surrounded the car. It was intense. Oh, and I was pregnant, too.
Oh! So, send all wedding gifts to this woman, please, right now. Anybody who's got a wedding gift, send them to you.
Oh, my God, you poor thing. How long ago was that? Forever ago now?
It's actually been about 10 years now.
Yeah. Wow.
So, oh, my. Well,
but
oh.
I had to go through everyone and ask if they wanted it back. Because
how many
I was
people
going for an
said
annulment.
Yes? How many people said yes?
It was about a 50-50 split.
Okay. Okay.
Yep.
That's funny.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh. I'm sorry.
No. Now, too.
You know what? Best story ever.
Yeah,
These are one of these stories where it's like, I put it on my Facebook. It's like, tell me something that you like happened to you that no one will believe if you told them it was true, right?
That would be it.
That's
okay.
Excellent. Thank you.
Have a great
morning. You're welcome.
Oh, my God. Okay. Hi to Buzz. Good morning.
Now, we all know who the king of sarcasm was that made that remark.
Hello, Donzo.
Oh,
that was
me.
Was that you?
Oh, John, I'm racking my brain. Like, who brought that up? Of course it was Don.
Okay, so.
I think Sandy should set up, like, Vegas betting odds on weddings.
I know, right?
And she goes, okay, I give them 6 months, we'll give them $50. Yeah. If they make it over a year, they get $100.
You know what? I will do that next time in an installment plan.
Oh,
$10 a month. I love that idea. So where are you casting your vote under Jerk or Justified?
If I could get it back, I'd be collecting over $1,000 right about now.
Come on.
Oh, I don't know. Two of my people who got married lasted over 3 years. Are you kidding me?
Okay.
Well, you yourself would have to return a couple gifts, too, I'm sure.
I made it 20, so I'm sure.
Oh, okay.
You're fine.
Beyond the...
Yeah, you passed
the statute
of limitations. Exactly. It's thanks, Donzo.
Have a good one.
So funny. It was him. Hi the Buzz. Jerk Justified.
Good morning, the Buzz.
Hey, buddy. What's up?
It's a double jerk, man.
Yeah.
Jerk for asking the stuff back, and the ex-couple's a jerk for not even offering to send it back.
Hi, the Buzz. Jerk Justified. Hello.
Good morning, Chad. How are you?
Hey, it's Frank from Batavia.
Yes, sir.
What's up, my friend? Is this jerk or justified?
Well, can you explain it to me? I forgot what the heck it's about.
It's a total hypothetical. Two quick trials, actually, simultaneously we're trying. First one is, can you ask for the gift back if the marriage doesn't last past 6 months?
That's a freaking jerk.
Okay. Sub-trial is the, do you not give a gift until they've been married a year?
Oh, my gosh. This is like a shoo-in. They're both a freaking absolute positive jerk, yeah, man. Come on. Give me a break.
Okay. All right.
It's all over. Thanks.